entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 160. Joining me in studio, in the flesh, is Jeffrey Miller. Jeffy, it's good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. And for Layton, it's Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. That was terrible.
Well, the first part was great and was right on point.
I was in the middle of saying 2016, and then but I started saying 2016.
Oh.
And so that's why it came out 2016.
Layton's not joining us. He's been worked very hard. He works hard as it is, but he's being worked even harder than normal. And he will be coming back within a week. He will be back in person, most likely anyway, in person for the next podcast.
Awesome.
So
it'll be great to have him back.
We've still got some topics to discuss. As you know, I have a philosophy about weird things happening in pairs. I have another example of that. It's going to blow your mind. And we had a comment someone left on our Facebook page, or rather a message was sent, which we'll get to with some, I think, something that you guys will enjoy. Jeff has a story for us.
I do.
And that's pretty much it. So it might be a little bit shorter than normal.
And a product review.
And a product review as well. So first off, someone sent us a Facebook message and said you guys should list the podcast reviews or the podcast recommendations that you have or that people send in somewhere on the website. Carissa Miller sent that in, and I think she's right, because it'd be nice for people to be able to go back or have a quick link rather than searching for it. They can just
definitely
click on it, and it'll take them to
definitely
either the website or the place on iTunes where they can download it. So mm-hmm. we will be working on that, and I don't know if I'll catch all the previous recommendations that we have, but I'll try to find those and list those as well. So things happening in pairs. This is fresh off the press. This just happened this week, yesterday. I get a text message from Valinda. She listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me and sent me a picture of an Apple charger, like the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, something about, do you have a cord that I could borrow, because this one isn't working and I'm not sure if it's bad, but I just want to test it to see, is it something on the computer that's bad or is it the charger that's bad?
And she was attempting to charge her phone or to plug it into the computer?
Did I say computer? Sorry. It was a charger for the computer.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. A computer charger.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she could borrow someone else's, then she could see, oh, well, it's charging with Ruben's charger. So obviously her charger's bad.
Right.
And by the way, I have had a charger go bad on me. And so that's my guess. That's probably what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we texted back and forth for a little bit. And I was sitting up at the coffee shop while this was happening.
Okay.
And there weren't a lot of people there, but I was sitting there solving the world's problems as I typically do. And all of a sudden, I did notice this gentleman sitting off by himself, and he was working on his computer. And I did notice he stood up a lot, like walked away, and then he came back too often and too long for bathroom breaks. But I'm not sure what he was doing, but he was mm-hmm. there at his table, and then he would leave, and he had a lot of books and stuff spread out. And while I was in the middle of working, he came over to my table and said, hey, is that a MacBook Pro? And I said, yeah, it is. And I thought he was asking what model it is or something. I said, it's not the newest one. It's a couple years old. And then he said, well, actually, I was just wondering if I could borrow your charger. And so I don't know if that's ever happened that anyone's asked me to borrow my charger. But twice in the same day, in the span of, at the most, a few hours.
Wow, that's crazy.
One person, a friend, one person, someone I'd never met before in my life, asked to borrow an Apple.
That is cool.
Computer charger. So things do happen in pairs. Weird things happen in pairs, or unique things.
Mm-hmm.
Too often for it to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's cool.
That's all I've got.
Interesting.
There. Jeff, you have a story that you prepared.
I do. So I was introduced to this author named William Barton by one of our pastors. I think it was a pastor. A few years ago at church, and he'd read a story during a family night or something. And it was a while. I forgot about it, kind of. But then I forget what brought it up, but I gained a renewed interest in these stories. They're great. This guy used to write short stories and put them in the newspaper back in the 20s and 30s, I believe. I may be wrong on that. Anyways, and so finally, in the past, I would say 15 years, companies have gotten all the stories together to the best of their abilities and compiled them into books. And these stories are humorous, but they are Christian stories. definitely, yeah, he tries to bring out something about God in every one of his stories, which is really cool. They're written in kind of an older English, which I don't know if he used the language of his time, but I'm guessing he kind of did it on purpose. Even for his time, it was maybe a little bit old-fashioned, but just to make it a little bit more humorous.
And did you say who the writer is?
The writer's name is William Barton.
William Barton.
Okay. And there's several books from different publishers, but the most famous of his stories is called The Millionaire and the Scrub Lady. And some of you may have heard this before, but I thought it was really good. So here goes. There is a certain millionaire who hath his offices on the second floor of the First National Bank building. And when he goeth up to his offices, he rideth the elevator. But when he goeth down, then he walketh. And he is an haughty man who once was poor and hath risen in the world. He is a self-made man who worshipeth his maker. And he payeth his rent regularly on the first day of the month, and he considereth not that there are human beings who run the elevators and who clean the windows, hanging at a great height above the sidewalk, and who shovel coal into the furnaces under the boilers. Neither doth he at Christmas time remember any of them with a tip or a turkey. And there is in that building a poor woman who scrubbeth the stairs and the halls, and he hath walked past her often, but hath never seen her until recently. For his head was high in the air, and he was thinking of more millions. Now it came to pass on a day that he left his office and started to walk down the stairs. And the scrub lady was halfway down, for she had begun at the top and was giving the stairs their first once over. And upon the topmost stair, in a wet and soapy spot, there was a large cake of yellow soap, and the millionaire stepped upon it. Now the foot which he set upon the soap flew eastward toward the sunrise, and the other foot started on an expedition of its own towards the going down of the sun. And the millionaire sat upon the topmost step, but he did not remain there. As it had been his intention to descend, so he descended, but not in the manner of his original design. And he descended, and as he descended, he struck each step with a sound as if it had been a drum. And the scrub lady stood aside courteously and let him go. And at the bottom he arose and considered whether he should rush into the office of the building and demand that the scrub lady be fired. But he considered that if he should tell the reason, there would be great mirth among the occupants of the building. And so he held his peace. But since that day, he taketh notice of the scrub lady and passeth her with circumspection. For there is no one so high or mighty that he can afford to ignore any of his fellow human beings. For a very humble scrub lady in a very common bar of yellow soap can make the mind of a great man off his business troubles with surprising rapidity. Wherefore, consider these things and count thyself not too high above even the humblest of the children of God, lest haply thou come down from thy place of pride and walk off with thy bruises aching a little more by reason of thy suspicion that the scrub lady is smiling into her suds and facing the day's work more cheerfully by reason of the frown that thou hast afforded her. For these are solemn days, and he that bringeth a smile to the face of a scrub lady hath not lived in vain.
I have heard that before. When you had mentioned it, I wasn't sure. And even when you started, I wasn't sure where it ended up. But that is a hilarious story.
Yeah.
And we need to do it more often. There's another mm-hmm. story that actually another pastor at church read at a service up in Elkhart. And mm-hmm. it was something the most horrible, awful, very bad days, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to find it and read it as well because it's very, very humorous.
Mm-hmm. I love short stories like that. And there are several books of these, but the one main one is called The Millionaire and Scrub Lady. It's actually the name of the book. You can buy it on Amazon for about $12, I think. So very worthwhile, and there's tons of short stories in there. They're just great.
Very good. And I think it would work best probably if we don't laugh along. Like, I wasn't sure if I should burst out laughing or not, because it was funny.
It is so hard not to laugh. It's a humorous story.
It is. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. If you do enjoy stories like that, do let us know. If you guys enjoy a segment or a topic that we discuss, do let us know, because it kind of gives direction as far as what you all enjoy.
And if you have suggestions, you can tell that to one of us too.
Jeff, you had said you had a product that you wanted to review.
Yeah. So I recently purchased the new Google Pixel, the phone, actually the Pixel XL, which I am enjoying thoroughly. It's Google's newest iteration of its Android. They actually canceled the Nexus line and started with the Pixel line to kind of refresh the brand and signify a change in quality, which quality has markedly improved. But along with that, I purchased a Google Home. Now, I've been reading a lot of reviews online comparing and contrasting with the Amazon Echo. It's a very similar device to the Amazon Echo.
Okay, and for people who don't know, the Amazon Echo is kind of like a home automation system in a way. I mean, you can play music from it.
Yeah.
Ask what the weather.
It's basically a speaker that has a computer inside that is only controlled by your voice.
And things you can do with it, you could ask for weather, sporting scores. You can probably, I think on the Echo, can you order products as well?
Yeah, you can order products from your Amazon account, yeah.
So it kind of be like, if you're an iPhone user, almost like Siri a little bit, because you could tell it to play music or get, well, I don't know if you get directions if you're at home, but do some things like that. So how does Google Home compare to the Echo?
Well, okay, there's a few things that the Echo does that Google doesn't yet. And that's just because, I think, just because it's been on the market for probably close to 2 years now, people are giving the Home a lot of whatever.
They're being
very critical of it right now, but I think they're being a little overcritical, because I believe in 5 years, the Home will have far surpassed the Echo. Anyways, down to what you can do with it. It's really cool. It's a speaker you buy. It's, I believe, $120.
Wow, that's a really good price. Is the Echo quite a bit more than that?
There's several versions of the Echo, but I think the top one, I'm going to have to check to make sure, but I think it's around $150. But you can get the Echo Dot, which is a small, I think it's $40 speaker. Now, the advantage to the Google Home over the Echo Dot is it's obviously a much higher quality speaker.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because even the Amazon Echo, at least the one I heard, it sounded pretty good. I thought it sounded had very, very decent audio quality.
Yeah.
But you're saying the Google Home has even better audio quality?
I think so. They really, really worked hard on getting great sound quality out. And it is a really good speaker. It is. It's basically just a thing, almost a teardrop shaped, but with a flat top. It sits on your desk or wherever you want it. And you can simply activate it by saying, "Okay, Google." And then it'll start listening to your commands. Now my phone just went.
Question. So from your phone, can you play music or a podcast through the Google Home?
Yes. Yes. So it works just like a...
kind of like an Apple TV?
Yeah. You cast the music to that.
Okay.
With just by going in your music app, and there'll actually be a cast option. I believe you can do it with iPhone as well, which is what's great about Google's product lineup, although they may not have as many features as like the Apple TV would. Like the Chromecast will allow you to stream from your computer or an iPhone or an Android phone. But what's great is the interaction that Home has, and the Echo will do a lot of these things too, but the interaction that the Home has with your other Android-powered or Google-powered devices is really great. So you can say...
And keep in mind, it's a little expensive maybe for a gift, but if you do want to get something special for a parent or a sibling that enjoys tech or something, this would be an awesome gift.
Yeah.
And the Echo would be great too, maybe if you want to get maybe like the cheaper Amazon Echo one.
Right.
Maybe be a great option too. Mm-hmm. But things like this would make great
gifts. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Some of the really cool things that you can do with it is you can say, "Okay, Google, play this song," or whatever. You can choose a song. You can say, "Okay, Google, I want to hear some Johnny Cash," and it'll start playing Johnny Cash with whatever your default streaming service is. And you can choose which one to use. You can use Spotify, Pandora, Google Play Music if you have a subscription to it. Actually, I think there's a free with ads version of that now. Or YouTube Music if you have YouTube
Red.
So
I'm guessing that does not work with the iPhone then.
Actually, that is totally self-contained within the home. This is simply okay. activating it with... Now, you can control it or set up what streaming services you want to use with the home app on your iPhone okay. as well. So it does work with that.
And you could probably go into your iTunes app on your phone mm-hmm. and then cast it to
right,
the cast.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And if you have a Chromecast, really cool, you can say, okay, Google, play funny cat videos on my Chromecast. And it will pick a video and play just like a stream of videos onto your Chromecast. And anytime you can say, okay, Google, stop. Or okay, Google, pause. Or you know, whatever you want to do to control it. You can say, turn it up or turn it down. It'll turn the volume. It'll adjust the volume. Yeah, it's really cool. The volume control, I think, is a little bit less. I think it should be in larger increments because there's about 10 total increments, I think, that you can adjust it by, and only just one at a time. I think it should go two or three.
Okay.
There's definitely some things that need to be worked out. But you can ask it about a person, who this person is. Or
well, Jeff, you know how you can get feedback sometimes for products? I have an idea for you to submit a feedback. Depending how loudly you yell, turn it up, that's how much it would go up.
That
then.
Is cool.
It's just an idea. You can take credit for that idea.
So thank you, Ruben.
Yeah.
I know some people are worried. Some of the reviews I read, people were worried about, you can get multiples of these. You can get five of these and place them throughout your home. It gets pretty expensive if you do that. But so the microphones on these things are insane. Like it heard me through my bedroom door. I was on the other side of my bedroom door. The door was closed and it heard me and responded to me like without even me knowing it. Until I heard it, like, talking.
So definitely these are devices that the NSA is going to love.
Probably. But I still don't care. So another issue people are worried about is, okay, so if you say, okay, Google, it activates your phone and your home, and maybe if you have multiples.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. So what's it going to do? Well, it is really, really smart. It picks the device that can hear you the best. And answers on that device is really, really,
that
really
is cool.
smart.
That is cool.
Very well designed. So it's really cool. A couple other things, if you have like the Philips Hue light bulbs, the app-controlled light bulbs, you can say, turn on the bedroom lights or are the kitchen lights on or whatever you have those labeled as. If you have a Nest thermostat, you can say, set the thermostat to this temperature or what's the temperature inside right now or turn it up or turn it down, just all kinds of stuff like that. It's and the knowledge base, if you ask it for facts, the knowledge base, I think they said it has over 70 million facts. So it's like almost anything you ask it, it can answer.
Wow.
So yeah. And then there's a couple of fun things. You can ask it to tell you a joke or sing a song, and it does that as well. So it's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Anyways.
Maybe a little funnier than what Siri is.
I'm not sure. Well, my phone will do it too. Let's try this out. Okay, Google, tell me a joke.
If you cross your fingers after surgery, you'll heal faster. Or maybe it's just superstition.
So dumb. So they're all like
that's funny.
Totally like just clean jokes like that.
Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Check it out. Google Home, and you can just Google it. It'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a video there, too, that I see, so you can probably get a little taste of what it looks like and kind of see someone use it. We had a poll question last week. I asked a question, how long have you been listening to the French Press podcast? We were just kind of curious if we're picking up new listeners or if it's people that have been listening for a long time. There were three options: longer than 6 months, less than 6 months, less than 1 month. And most of you have been listening for longer than 6 months, 63%.
Cool.
And then 31% were at less than 6 months, and then 6% at less than 1 month. So cool. We want to keep on. Hopefully, we'll all three of those phases will continue to grow.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't have a poll question for you this week. I guess you can maybe check back. Maybe I'll think of one as I'm finishing up the episode. You can check back if you want to. But we do have another segment coming up for the next podcast. Menno Celeb Sighting.
Yay.
And I've got one.
This sounds great.
Yes. It has something to do with YouTube and my personal experience with a Menno Celeb sighting.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to sharing it with you guys, but just thought that we would wait because I also kind of want to get Layton's reaction to it as well.
So this is like the where you say, oh my word, I saw Lloyd Kaufman the other day or something like that.
Sure. You'd have to tell me who that is first, but yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it'll be. And probably most of these are kind of tongue-in-cheek where it's kind of like maybe a small portion of people would still even know, but maybe they're popular in some small circles.
Yeah, yeah, so, okay.
So that's all that I've got. I'm ready to wrap it up. Jeff, anything from you?
No, that's it.
All right. In honor of Layton not being here, we will forego our word of the week, and we will just leave that until the following week. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.